Kevin Jewell and his wife Sandy milk over 65 cows and farm nearly 200 hectares in Shoreham, Vermont. They milk twice a day, 7 days a week, and the hours add up.
And there's a total of about 180 animals around here to take care of. So it's not a five-minute job of taking care of stuff, you know. It takes time to get everything fed and cleaned.
Kevin Jewell says he hadn't taken a day off in 5 years until he got sick several months ago. He was hospitalized with viral meningitis and was out of work for weeks. Initially, his brother helped with the milking, but after 2 weeks, he had to get back to his own job. A friend told the Jewels about the Vermont Farm Labor Service Cooperative. Mrs. Jewell says within a few days of calling, they had experienced workers to help with the chores.
I can't say, you know, how much a load they took off. I mean, for the family and the service to be there for us. I mean, because in my mind, at one point I'm thinking, oh man, we're going to have to sell out here. Because there's just no way I can do all this and be with him and help make decisions.
The Vermont Farm Labor Service Cooperative was created by farmers who saw the need for quality part-time help. Rick Levitt is a former dairy farmer who now works for the University of Vermont.
A couple of generations ago, everybody was farming, and if somebody was hurt or whatever, the neighbors would pitch in. But now you go down the roads, there's a bigger and bigger distance between one farm to the next. Add to that that people are not in farming or going into farming generation after generation, so that Uncle Joe or my cousin Fred aren't there to help. We're further and further removed from agriculture.
Mr. Levitt got the idea for the cooperative from a program he saw in Ireland. After he held a couple of meetings around the state to explain how it worked, a group of farmers decided to make it happen. A $25,000 grant from the state helped pay for startup costs and an administrator for the fledgling program. Demand was immediate. Temporary helpers worked more than 700 hours from January through June of this year. The biggest challenge, say organizers, is finding qualified people to do the work.
Come on, come on.
One of the most experienced part-time milkers in the program is Arlen Foote. The 74-year-old retired farmer no longer milks his own herd, but raises cows to sell to other dairies. He calls to a group of calves near his barn.
Come on here. Come on.
Mr. Foote is one of about 8 relief milkers in the cooperative. He's the oldest. The youngest is about 20. Most earn about $15 an hour.
I want to do something, and it's nice to do it and not be tied down to it. You know, you can do it when you want to. I guess it's in your blood. Once you're a farmer, you're always a farmer.
When his father and grandfather farmed, Mr. Foote says there were plenty of neighbors to help in a crisis. But he says it's different now. The young people who are going into farming today aren't willing to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. They want to be able to take vacations and have more time for families. And he admits he can't blame them.
Nope.
Arlen Foote walks down the road from his barn to his house and gestures out across the fields.
Oh, it's too bad, you know.
You know, 50 years ago, you know, there was probably 35, 40 farms here in the town of Cornwall. Now there's 4. So that tells you how much it's gone down, you know. I mean, people have gone out of business and farms are, you know, gone and houses come up. I just think that I hope that these small farms won't all go out, you know. So I really hate to see these big farms take over.
Do you feel like you're helping?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
It's a sentiment echoed across the state, according to the University of Vermont's Rick Levitt.
Everybody that you talk to on the street will say, we want our farms to stay. Most of them are removed from it. They've never done that work before. It's long hours. It's a way of life, but it's a business. And if there's not somebody to come onto that farm for that day off, that vacation, that time when you get hurt and need somebody to continue working on that business to keep it going, then some of our farmers are going to just say enough's enough, and they're going to stop farming.
While there is demand for the labor service, organizers admit they'll need more money to stay in business. With state budgets tight, they've asked agricultural-related businesses in Vermont and farmers themselves for assistance. They say with today's low milk prices and the weak economy, small dairy farmers need all the help they can get. I'm Nina Keck in Rutland, Vermont.